Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live, Yahweh's Radio. 6 Day of Defeat. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. 6 Day of Defeat. I'll be your host by name for the 6 Day of Defeat. Seer Israel of C-Roy. Guess we'll stroll out on the international side and see what's going on besides looking at these memos. This would be number 6. But I can stand to be corrected if it's not 6, but I believe it's 6. When you're having fun, the show go fast, but this is number 6. But my records can be wrong. But number 6 of the feats, the one that, you know, the Almighty Son that put in place by giving the strength to the Maccabees to take care of business. This is 6 day, according to what my record say. I mean, I don't have a record, but I believe it's a 6 day. But if I'm wrong, I will be corrected shortly. All right, let's throw it on the international side and see what's going on. And one thing about the sea, right, this is days the Almighty have made it. Feast of dedication, this be the 6 day of the feast of dedication, but definitely will be corrected if I'm wrong. All right. And one thing about it, got a lot of memos in, especially from, I guess we'll talk about that later. Let's see what's passing out in New York for the 6 day of this feast called dedication. 155-890. 155-890, 5th day of the feast. So we're going to bring in Howard Elder in. He'll tell you all about the 195 international countries, 155-890. And I know I got it. I hear the memo. I know I didn't get back with that. There's a lot of things I don't get back with. It's just, you know, we only can do so much. With so much on the table, so we will get back on that too. Okay, we will get back on that too. We'll get back on everything. Remember, 3 hour broadcast, we try to cover as much as we can. So 195 international countries, 155-890 is flashing. We bring our elder in and we'll talk about it. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh beat you that scene right.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh, Elder. Well, I believe it's a 6 day, but I can stand be corrected. You know, it's no, you can short circuit yourself, try to keep up with everything. I mean, you know, I do all that kind of my part. I believe the 6 day, the beginning of the 6 day of the feast. So, but I stand to be corrected if it's not the 6 day. So, but I'll tell you one thing, we got a fine audience, 195 international countries, all the blocks. And, you know, it's very interesting about some things that come in here. And I'm looking at it right now. I guess I'll talk about that later. And it's an island called C-A-Y-M-A-N Island. In Jamaica. They said this island is only go east and west. It ain't no round about island. But one thing about it, we stumbled across the broadcast, and I worked for the government, and my name is Alan, A-L-L-A-L-I-C-I-A. And I thought I really knew my history, but I really don't. Reed, R-E-I-D. She on an island called C-A-Y. Cayman. C-A-Y-M-A-N Island in Jamaica. She said, I like what I'm hearing. Wants to hear more. I work for the government. Okay. A-L-I-C-I-A. Last name R-E-I-D. All righty, Bob. All we're going to do is do the best we can, and we'll see what we can do on, but we got to lay some foundation down. But the best way to start a foundation is get with the elder on 195 International Countries, 155-890. You're on the clock, Elder Mr. Taylor, come on. Elder Kills, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. And we're looking at a huge, phenomenal increase in the members that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 155,890 listeners. That's almost a 4,000 member increase in a couple of days. And that tells me something. But it tells me that a lot of people out there want to hear some more of Yahweh. Just the other day, I had a conversation with a preacher myself. And those are the worst kind of conversations to get into with a preacher. You will end up with a battling conversation, but if you don't have Yahweh with you, you're bound to lose. Those guys can talk so much, they will talk your ears off, especially when they think they're wrong. They can come up with words that you couldn't even think of to say yourself if you had a week to kind of manifest the thoughts in your head. This preacher was so profound on telling me I'm going the wrong direction. He was completely going the wrong direction trying to tell me which way to go outside of the Bible. That's a very bad thing for someone that's supposed to be of Yahweh, but more than likely, when you start talking to individuals like that, you find out they're more of this world. But to know that there's a lot of people that came to our broadcast to listen to us, this tells me one thing. We know we want to hear something right, because it tells us in the book of 2nd Esther, chapter 7, verse number 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and water, so small that could only one man go there at once. Well, when you have people trying to get that road and you can only go there, don't be pushed off left or pushed off right like them bad preachers want you to get out the way. Stay in the word of Yahweh. Because what happens here, we look at Matthew's chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. 13 says, enter ye at the gate, straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there go in thereat. 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, leadeth you unto life. And few there be that find it. Well, we will find it. The people in this ministry, because we are headed toward the right direction. Because one thing you learn is that a teacher can't learn from his students. But having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. And then a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to teach the word themselves one day. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach. Because we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And that's a good thing. And some listening never understand, but not to worry, because Yahweh ministry makes all this understanding very possible. We have many people that came to see things through the Bible through proper teaching, and some looking can never find, because it's the misinformed we find that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And as I have experienced and passing that experience out, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which the seer often mentions, we're given the knowledge to know we have many out there to camouflage their evil or confused teachings. An overly loud bump the gums contest, like the loud preacher that I was talking to the other day, for righteous learning. And then even turning the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons. That's why you have to be strong in the word of Yahuwah. And this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open to your life, always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. And as the bad preacher said, how can you get that much stuff out of this one book? It comes from learning how to connect the books. Your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because this is information that you all have knocked for. And now you have to look no further because you have found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. That's why we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day like yesterday. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. The temple class that we have starts at 12 p.m. We have an online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Also, we have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tridehdh.com. When you click enter, just on the big letter, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. And this is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture, what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. On any search line, just enter Yahuwah Radio Live. Three separate words, and after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. When you see the red live button, click that. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is Tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers that you can call. The first is 319-527-6065. This is our live conference room number. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international phone number. Where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six camps. Also, by calling this number, you can get our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Now, for those of you who maybe missed the beginning of our program, catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Aqua Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during a normal broadcast, we're also on Pell Talk. We'll be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we've discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Righty Chodkan. At that time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, as it tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and all churches are covenants of the saints." So keep Yahuwah's word in mind. By doing that, let's keep our Bibles open. Let's see what we have next on our program for all the listening members. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Hello, Mr. Tibbs. We got a lot on the table. We don't even know where to start with all this right here. As these information coming in, we don't know where to start, but we know one thing. We're going to start, but I want to make sure. This is 6 days, and this is, I know yesterday was Tuesday. I'm sure today is Wednesday. I don't know. I'm gonna find, I know one thing. I know who keep good notes and keep the record going. Brother Yahuwah Yisrael, so he will inform me on exactly where we at, even what day this is. So I don't be knowing. Like I said again, my thing is to hear, to inform me, and once I'm informed, then I say, okay, well, we'll zero in on that. So we're not clear if this, what day this is and how many people. I'm not clear. But I'll tell you one thing. I know we got the record. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Yahuwah be with you, see right.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Brother Yahuwah Israel. But kind of inform the old seer on where we at, what day we on, and where we at, because all I see, all I be seeing by the time I get up and moving around, all I see is books and Bibles, and don't get a chance to keep up with nothing but whatever the tone of it is. So tell old seer where we stand at, what day we on, and what day of the feast we on, and all that good stuff. Take the time that Brother Yahuwah Israel and inform old seer what's going on. Come on.
Yeah, I believe, seer, that is, we went into the sixth day at sundown, turned over a new day.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that, or you know that? Do you believe it, or do you know that? Which one are you gonna work with?
That's what I believe. I'm not certain on it.
Uh-oh. All right then. Well, we definitely is in Wednesday, right? This Wednesday is the sixth day of the week.
Wednesday just ended. Sundown, we in Thursday.
All right. Okay, well, we in Thursday. All right. So, all right, well, see. Hallelujah. Wow. See. Wow. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Okay, we'll go with Thursday. So you're telling me this time tomorrow night, it will be the high Sabbath day and the and the feast day closing in on whatever it is. Is that what you trying to tell me, that Brother Yahdai Israel? Is that what you telling me, huh?
We got to make it to the sixth day. We got to make it to the eighth.
Well, we know we got to make it to the eighth, but I tell you what.
The sixth day. Tomorrow night would be the seventh day.
Okay. So what we'll do, we'll just go from there, and we'll just see where we're at, and whatever. Yahweh knows. So that gonna bring me to a point, then. So I'll tell you what. Let's get a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and see, when you said Luke 12, 12, you inviting the Almighty and so the first other organization besides the Six Anointed Council. When you say Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what you're doing, we'll show you what you're doing when you say that. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel, let's get something going on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And when you say Luke 12, 12, what you're doing, you inviting Yahweh in. And in 2 Samuel, we're not reading 1, 2, and 3, will mean that the member spirit will, the protocol of that will show up on you. And then David, after he all ears, big ears and little mouth, then David wrote in 139, verse 23 and 24. Let's see what David wrote in 139, verse 23 and 24.
The book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 23 and verse 24 reads, Psalm chapter 139, verse number 23. "Search me, O Yahweh, and know my mind. Try me and know my thoughts." Verse 24. "See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."
Mm-hmm. So when you say Luke chapter 12, verse 12, you inviting Yahweh in to try you. And then if you inviting Yahweh in to try you, that means that you will have to follow the rules and regulations. And what is that? In 28, verse 10 of Isaiah. So then that means once you invite the Almighty in, you tell Yahweh to listen, lead my way in the lesson that we trying to put on the table right now. Then you telling Yahweh to try you. So when Yahweh try you, he always going to point you back to rules and regulations. 28 verse 10, let's see.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 28, number 10 reads, "Precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little."
So when you invite Yahweh in to your teaching or anything pertaining to him, the rules and regulations, you must do what there, Brother Yahdai Israel? According to how do you supposed to operate, that if you drop Luke 12, 12 in, according to verse 28, 10, how do you supposed to operate that we can read?
Precept must be upon precept, line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
Exactly right. So you have to, then, if you follow that, what would you have that we can read in Daniel 9, verse 22?
Book of Daniel 9, verse 22 reads, Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 22. "And he informed me, and talk with me and say, oh, Daniel, I'm not come forth to give you skill and understanding.
So, as we take the picture, you have skill and understanding. When you invite your mighty one in, he will leave you with, he'll give you skill and understanding. So that means that you be on the know how far you can go and how far you can't go. Because the mental spirit will tell you exactly, once you invite the mental spirit in, he'll tell you how far you can go and how far you don't go. And he'll tell you, what he'll tell you in Romans chapter 6, he'll tell you something in Romans chapter 6. So it must be a ministry to apply if you put that verse on the table. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. What you're doing, you inviting Yahweh in. And he's not coming in according to Habakkuk 1:13. I'm heading to Romans. But be clear that he's not coming in according to Habakkuk 1:13. What it says in Habakkuk 1:13.
The book of Habakkuk 1, verse number 13, read, thou art a purer eye than to behold evil. You cannot look on sin, iniquity, but for looking thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue, and the wicked devours a man that is more righteous than he.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Understand the painting of the picture by you opening your lesson up by saying Luke 12:12. You inviting Yahweh in, and he'll tell you in 7:57 of 2 Ezra, when you invite him in, what you tell, he will tell you then, by inviting him in, he's going to tell you 57 verse 7 of 2 Ezra.
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 57 reads, Book of 2 Ezra 7, verse number 57. Then ever eat me and say, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
Mm-hmm. He said, so this is the condition of the battle. So when you put Luke 12:12 in, then you must understand the condition of the battle. Now Jude says some things have to happen. Let's go to Jude 1:1. He's gonna introduce himself and we'll read a little bit and we get our point. Just enough to get our point. Whatever Jude got to say right next to Revelation, so we try to paint the picture of you. In the first ministry, other than the six anointed camps, the voices of the true Israelites. They're the only ministry that is on the face of this globe. Open the lesson up with 12:12 and use the four letters, YHWH, and that's a fact. But, I'll be in Mars. I'll be in Mars for 12:48. What you get ready to read? Because he said, okay, run to Mark 12:48 behind it. Okay, we'll see what Mark 12:48 said behind what you get. Whatever you read now, I'll meet you in Mark 12:48. One of them. Let's see. What you working with now, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Just read some 2 Ezra 7, 57.
Mm-hmm. But we threw something on the table and prior to that.
Book of Romans, but we never got a chapter or verse.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back to Romans. Let's go back to Romans then. Let's run back to Romans chapter 6. And we'll look at verse 12 through 16 and 23. 12 through 16, we'll put 17 in it. Romans chapter 6, 12 through 17 and 23. Remember, we just got through reading the condition of the battle. So the condition of the battle, you want to follow the rules and regulations. That's if you invite in the mental spirit. Because everything he do have order. So you just don't say Luke 12:12. Hold that point. Because this is what's going to happen. If you just say Luke 12:12, this is what's going to happen in the 19th chapter. He's assuring what's going to happen if you just jump out there and say, Luke 12, verse 12. This is what's going to happen. Acts 19, pick up verse 13, down to verse number 17. Now, if you just jump out there and say, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Okay. Because you heard fixing on the camps believe out their lesson like that and use a true name. But suppose you do that. Let's see what's written in Acts chapter 19, verse number 13 to 17. Let's see what we can read what happens if someone just say that because they heard Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Come on.
Book of Acts chapter 19, number 13 through 19 reads. Book of Acts chapter 19, verse number 13. Concern of the vagabond of Yahdah Judah, exorcist, took upon them to call over them, which have evil spirits, in the name of Yahuwah Satan. We adjure you by Yahuwah the Son, whom Paul preached. Verse number 14, there were seven sons of one skiver of Yahdah Judah, and chief of the priests, which did so. Verse 15, the evil spirit answered and said, Yahuwah the Son, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Verse 16, the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them, prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house. Naked and wounded. Verse 17. This was known to all of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, and Greeks. Northern kingdom also were at Ephesus. Fear fell on them all, and the name of Yahuwah the Son was magnified.
Mm-hmm. He said, they jumped him, and what happened? The Holy Spirit jumped him, And what did they do again that we can read, Brother Yahdah Israel, what happened that we can read they did?
And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
They fled out of the house naked and wounded. Now, they fled out the house naked and wounded. Why did they play it out the house naked and wounded? Mm-hmm. What you mean you can answer that, WTC? What you mean you can answer that? How did they play it out naked and wounded? What that supposed to mean that happened to them that they broke up out of there naked and wounded? Bag of and this is why they played out naked and wounded in verse 15. Let's look at verse 15. We'll find out why they played out of the house naked and wounded. Let's see what it says in verse 15.
The book of Acts 19, for some of 15 weeks. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Thy father's son I knew. Paul I knew. But who are you?"
Because the bottom line is, when you don't know the rules and regulations in the order of Yahweh, you are naked, even if you got a mink coat on and five dresses or pants. You naked when you don't know your Yahweh. So that will make you naked, see, Raya. Not because to get a precept out of that. Now you tell me, in Matthew 25, see, what makes you naked is when you refuse to follow the order of Yahweh. You can be naked with five pieces of mink coat on, five dresses, and five pair of pants. You be naked as they come. Let's get a case in point in Matthew 25. See, you read the Bible carnally. We read the Bible spiritually. The Bible have a double meaning. So if they play it out naked, that they play it up out of their naked, wounded and nakedness. Let's see what Yahweh the Son says in Matthew 25. Verse 26, 43, down to verse 46. Let's see if we analyze this, Brother Yahshua Israel. Matthew 25, 36. Let's get down to 43, down to 46. So what would make you naked? Let's see if we can read a little bit that we can read. Matthew 25, 36. Get down to 43, down to verse 46. Come on.
Look at Matthew. Chapter 25, verse number 36, 43, 46 reads. The book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse number 36, "And you clothed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me." Verse number 43, "I was a stranger and you took me in, naked and you clothed me. Sick and in prison, and you visited me." Verse 24, "Then shall they answer him, saying, Yahweh, this how we eat, or hunger, or thirst, stranger or naked, or sick, or in prison, then I minister unto thee. Verse 25, "Then shall he answer them, saying, Truly I say unto you, so much as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me." Verse 46, "These shall go away, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal."
So do you know that you can be naked? You can be naked with clothing on. So when you jump down and read the word naked, just like we read in last night's lesson, if you read the Bible carnally, then we know you're not sent from Yahweh. Because the bottom line is, when you talk about nakedness in the Bible, it's because when did we see you naked? When did we clothe thee? See, so the nakedness he's not talking about, he says the nakedness that he's talking about is when you do it to the least, you done it to me. Now, we have a precept and find out what he's talking about. That's why I said when you invite the righteous spirit in, it's rules and regulations you must follow. To go on to the 25th chapter of Matthew, see, it's rules and regulations once you invite. You can't be all over the place. It's things you have to know when you say Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You gotta be able to say something. He says in the 25th chapter, verse number 44, and we'll take it down to verse 46 to get a second witness on what he's just saying. Matthew 44 down to verse 46. What did it say that, Brother Yahshua Israel? Matthew 25:44 down to verse 46.
Book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 44 to 46 reads. Matthew 25, verse 44. Then shall they also answer him, say, Yahuwah, when saw we you a hunger, thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you? Verse 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, truly, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. Verse 46. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Again, he's saying, nakedness means you have the nakedness he's talking about. When you disobey the ones that you have put to commission this word, you make yourself naked. You make yourself naked, although you have all the clothes on in the world. And he said, if you continue down that field, you in danger of what? See, you in danger of what? Because you make yourself naked when you invite Yahweh in and you don't follow the rules of Yahweh. You make yourself naked, although you sitting there with three mink coats on and five dresses or five pair of pants on. You can make yourself naked. And he's saying right now, if you see yourself by being spiritually naked, he said if you continue down that road, you will run into what in 46?
Matthew 25. Some of 46 reads. Look at Matthew 25. Verse number 46. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Mm-hmm. But the righteous go on to life eternal. So that means the righteous is the one that's not spiritually naked. Because when you invite the Almighty Yahweh in, you have to be spiritually clothed. Spiritually clothed. That means something has came out of you that we can read when you invite the righteous spirit in. Something will come out of you and it will check you. You will put your carnal mind to the side. And you will say, well, if I'm going to be clothed, 6:1:10, that's the case in point. If I'm going to be clothed, what kind of way there? And Isaiah 6:1:10, let's see if I pull a rabbit out of that. 6:1:10. Let's talk about it, Brother Yahshua Israel. Very interesting. You know, got a lot of listeners out there in Jamaica, and a lot of them is naked. And we'll show you what makes you naked, but we'll show you how to clothe yourself. We'll show you how to clothe yourself because it's things you have to know, but Yahweh have an order. When you believe in the Bible, then that means the Bible should check you. And we read in 9:22, you have skills and understanding when it comes down to the rules and revelation of Yahweh. And if you don't follow him, you will be naked. What's the reading, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Isaiah 61, verse number 10. Isaiah 61, verse 10 reads, I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. I shall be joyful in my Yahweh. For ye have clothed me with the garment of salvation. You have covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments. and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels.
Mm-hmm. So you want to be clothed in righteousness. To be clothed in righteousness, Brother Yahdai Israel, that we can read, so you can examine yourself. Are you clothed in righteousness? If you're clothed in righteousness in 119, 142, and 144, now examine yourself. Are you clothed in righteousness? Because when you're clothed in righteousness, let's see exactly what we can read if we can watch you from the page of the book. Now, if you're clothed in righteousness, 119, remember David is speaking from 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. So if you're clothed in righteousness, this will be your, give me a word, Brother Yahdai Israel, give me a word. This will be your what?
Your state of being.
All right, let's see what your state of being will be now. Oh, I'm clothed in righteousness. Okay. Then we're going to see what David told by the Memphis Spirit to examine. Hold that point there. It tells you what to do. Because you might say that, then the Bible will, while you're talking, you'll be looking down at the Bible, and the Bible will trump you in the fourth chapter, verse number 4, 1 and 2. The Bible will trump you. Now, you say you clothed, I'm not naked, I'm clothed in righteousness, okay? Then when we hear that come out your mouth, then Paul, he had an anoint Titus and Timothy. He said, now if you hear them saying they righteous, Paul said to Timothy and Titus. Then he said, 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. 1, 2, and 5. But he said 1, 2, and 5. 1 Timothy 4, 1, 2, and 5. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
First book of Timothy, chapter 4, verse number 1, 2, verse number 5 reads. Book of 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the covenant, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Verse 2. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Verse number 5. For it is sanctified by the word of Yahweh and prayer.
So you sanctified by what? What are you sanctified by, Brother Yahdai Israel?
It is sanctified by the word of Yahweh and prayer.
Is that word temporarily, according to Isaiah 40, verse 8, if the word is something that's temporarily. So you sanctify by the word. But is that a temporary thing according to Isaiah 40, verse 8?
The book of Isaiah 40, verse number 8 reads, Thou Israel of my servant, Isaiah 40, verse number 8. The grass withers, the flower will fade, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever.
So you sanctify by his word, and his word lasts forever. So he says that the definition of nakedness is when you recognize that you follow him. And if you don't follow him, you are naked. That means whatever he did, you do. Then you are clothed in righteousness. And the definition of righteousness is 119, 142, 144. Let's see if we identify that righteousness when you say what you say. Let's see what it says there about Yahweh Israel.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 142, verse 144 reads, Psalms 119, verse 142, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Your Torah instructions is the truth. Verse 144, the righteousness of your covenant is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Okay, good. All right. So now we understand that. So now we understand by being naked is and how you are clothed. You got to be clothed in righteousness. That means you clothed in Torah, first five books, keep it. But in all means, you will never do the book called Joel 2 verse 7. Now, when you clothe in righteousness, and what we're going to find out righteousness is the Torah, first five book teaching. That means you will never, 2 verse 7, when you clothe in righteousness, because you know the power of Yahweh going to stand. And what would you never do according to Joel 2, verse 7? Last
book of Joel, chapter 2, verse number 7 reads, and they shall not break their ranks.
That means you will never break the rank. When you clothe in Yahweh, when you know Luke 12:12 is on the table, that means you following the lead of Yahweh. That means what Yahweh did will clothe you. If you do opposite what Yahweh do, it'll unclothe you. It will unclothe you. Let's run to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 to 32. Now we're going to start tying this in, although we feel we're doing a pretty decent job right now, but we're going by the Spirit of Yahweh. So we, and this is the way it was dealt to us to give it to you. So we, when a person say, I am righteous, meaning you a Torah instruction. If a person said, okay, well, I'm good. And 7 verse 12, that means also what? Well, I'm good. Well, I'm good. Thank you, but I'm good. So that means, according to the Bible, in Romans chapter 7, verse 12, oh, I'm good. Thank you very much, but I'm good. So that means what you're saying in 12, verse 7. What are you saying in 12, verse 7? When you said, no, thank you, I'm good. What you saying?
Book of Romans. Chapter 7, verse 12 reads, but for the Torah instruction is righteous. The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good.
So you saying you a Torah people when you say I'm good. You saying you a Torah people, and when the Spirit of Yahweh leave you, you have skills and understanding. When you say I'm good, that means you don't break rank. You don't break rank because you're a Torah keeper. That means you do all you can to be a First Thessalonians chapter 5, 20-22. You'll be a First Thessalonians chapter 5, 20-22. I'm taking those. Hope you taking those six and nine accounts, because when they use statements by I'm good, and I always invite the mental spirit in on my lesson. I mean, you in Luke 12:12, and that very same hour, the righteous spirit, that means you got to follow the rules and regulation of the righteous spirit. rules and regulations of the righteous spirit say you don't break rank. They also say, he said now, when you are naked, that means that you're not spiritually closed up, because you will let nothing get in the way if you say you are a follower of Yahweh. Nothing will get in the way of it from doing what the spirit of Yahweh is saying. You know what David said when he was on the hot seat? David made a profound statement in Chronicles 21. Let me show what David said. Because everybody get in the hot seat. But look what David said. The Bible will give you examples when something is not in your favor, and the mental spirit is leading you. David made a profound statement in Chronicles 21. We're going to see what David said. See, this is where what David said in verse 13. Look what David said. In 21:13, we're going to read what David says when you say that Luke 12:12, I'm going to wait on the mental spirit to guide me on something, then what you have invited me in Luke 12:12. Now, if you are biting in the 26th chapter, verse 1 and 2 of Isaiah, before you read this is what you're saying. So you got to really watch and pay attention to what you're saying when you invite the righteous spirit in on what you're doing. Because what you're saying in 26th chapter 1 and 2 of Psalm, what are you saying 26, 1 and 2? I'll do them over in 21:13 waiting on you.
The book of Psalms, chapter 26, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 26, verse number 1. Judge me, O Yahweh, for I have walked in mine integrity, and trusted also in Yahweh, therefore I shall not slack. Verse number 2. Examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. Try my reign, my mind.
Do you be knowing what you be saying? When you say Luke 12:12 or say anything pertaining to the righteous spirit, that means you telling the righteous spirit to examine me. See, do I walk? 1 John 2:1-6, whatever. 2 John 1:6. You telling Yahweh. That's what I'm saying. You got to watch yourself, and those that come among you, if they using cliches, because if they say they are led by the mental spirit, then David says, examine me and examine my walk. That's what David just said. Now, what walk David got that we can read? And 1:6 of 2 John. What walk David got? What is this walk all about that we can read?
Book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse 6 reads. Book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse number 6. Book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse 6. This is love, that we walk after his Torah instructions. This is the Torah instructions. And as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
He said, this is the Torah instruction. So what David says now, David said, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. But then he told Yahweh to examine him. You don't invite Yahweh in to examine you unless you are lining up with what you can read. That's why you only minister you here on the face of the planet Earth. That open their lessons up in Luke 12:12 is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Because we invite Yahweh in to examine us, to make sure we're on the right track. But if you're not on the right track, 32:23 will be read on like a third arm reaching about that vibe on you. So be careful what you're hearing. You know, the reason why I'm saying that, because we just read the memo about the suicide in Jamaica that worked for the government. She said, I've listened to a few broadcasts, but why do you always say Luke chapter 12, verse 12? I said, well, let me explain the way I said it, I'll tell you what. Since you'll be listening, you know, if the Almighty give it to me, we'll break that down while we say Luke 12:12. Now you clearly why we said Luke, we invite Yahweh to take over the lesson. And if you invite Yahweh to take over the lesson, that means you will have skill and understanding. Because the middle spirit is not going to leave you, because he told Daniel, a boy said to Daniel something about this skill and understanding. But this is what the boy said to the minister spirit. That means you will not be making the errors that you do. You will not make the errors that you do if you say you anywhere involved with the minister spirit of Yahweh. You will not make the errors that you make. So in the 8th chapter, look at verse 15 and 16. 8th chapter of Daniel, verse 15 and 16. Let's see what it say.
Book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse number 15. Verse 16 reads, Book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse number 15. And it came to pass, when I, even I, Daniel, I seen the vision, and thought for the meaning, then, behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. Verse 16. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Eli, which called and said, make this man to understand the vision.
So if the mental spirit comes visit you, now, brother, y'all got here, I know the network is packed. But we have to bring it out, Brother Yahdai Israel. So if the mental spirit job is to make you understand, but when the heat turn up, you don't understand. Now, we'll hold that down for a minute. So the mental spirit job is to make you understand that this is the condition of the battle. If you're going to put Luke 12:12 instead of mental spirit working with you, then it's rules and regulations you got to follow, and you got to put your personal feelings to the side and follow. Let me see if I pull anybody out there. In the book of James there, book of John there, oh, yeah, God, Israel, that means that, what can we read? Let's see what we can read that, Brother Yahdai Israel. As he mount up this massive weapon called the six anointed camps, you're going to have this right. Just like we dropped that verse yesterday in 20, verse 26. You got to not talk a good game. You got to go and dismantle that kind of statement, because that's a very damaging statement. But if you don't know how to go in the book and dismantle it, because all this is prophesied. Let's see what it says over here in First John chapter 3. Stick with verse 12. And we'll take it down to verse number 15. Let's see what it says in 1 John chapter 3, 12 through 15.
The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 12 through 15 reads. Book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 12. Book of 1 John chapter 3. Verse number 12 reads, now this came who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Verse 13. Marvel not, my brothers, if the world hates you. Verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brothers. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer have eternal life. Abide in him.
So if you hate your brother, your sister, you can hate him in your mind. You can hate him when you come around where you do, and you'll be right in the midst of everybody, but you'll be a 6 verse 2 of Sirach. You'll be right in the midst, but you have the spirit of separation, and you're in the midst of your brothers and sisters, so you really will be a Sirach 6 verse 2. What does it say?
Book of Sirach 6, verse number 2 reads, extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, that you be not torn in pieces as a bull straying alone.
You can be alone in the midst of the congregation. You can be among the brothers and sisters, but your spirit will separate yourself, and you be somewhere hid up in the corner, but you will be in that midst. See, but Yahweh is saying that means for you to be that way, you like a graduation or something big happened, you'd be ready to miss that. But all of a sudden you are a 10, but you will separate yourself. Really, you're alone in a great big congregation of people bumping all into you, but you're really alone. The ones that in leadership got to spot that. Because you let you know, because you keeping the Sabbath day. But if you got a spirit of hating your brother or your sister, and you not getting in where you been in it, this right here going to make you naked, although you attend the Sabbath day class. In the fourth chapter, Brother Yahdai Israel, look what it says in verse 18. Down to verse 21. Look what it says in the same book, fourth chapter, verse, make it 18. Take it on to verse 21. See, what we're saying to you, Steve Ray, when you got the spirit of Yahweh, it's certain things that you will do. And it'll show up that we know that you got the spirit of Yahweh on you, because a certain way you will conduct yourself, because you understand the rules and regulations. Or you be in a crowd of a midst of people, but you be naked because you're not following the rules. You're following your own mind. Look what it says here. What we're reading that, Brother Yahdai, is, and I'll be in Matthew chapter 5:22. We'll read a bit to get a precept on it.
Book of 1 John chapter 4, some 18 through 21 reads. Book of 1 John 4, verse some 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He or she that fear is not made perfect in love. Verse number 19. We love him, because he first loved us. Verse number 20. If a man say, I love Yahweh, and hateth his brothers and sisters, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, sister, whom he hath seen, how can he love Yahweh, whom he hath not seen? Verse 21. And this condemnation and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yahweh loveth his brothers and sisters also.
That big verse there. See, those is in anointed leadership. You got to spot this. See, you got to spot this, and you can't let it keep getting past you when you see that whoever it is, the Bible don't line up with what they're doing. You have to say something, because this is the rules and regulations. This is the condition of the battle. This is the condition of the battle. Let me say in verse 18 again.
The book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 reads, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torment. That fear is not made perfect in love.
You said fear. Fear got what? What, brother Yahdai Israel?
Fear have torment.
That's right. Fear got torment. You tell. Because your eyes will be all in the corner. You'll be ready to miss us. You'll be ready to miss your brothers and sisters. But your eyes are all in the corner. That means you're naked. Oh, you got your garment on and everything, but you're really naked. Because I'm telling you something. If you invite the righteous spirit in, all this right here will check you. You'll know how far to go and how far not to go, because these words of Yahuwah will always tell you. See, when you got the spirit of Yahuwah, you always have that instant voice on you. It'll tell you something. You know what it'll tell you? In Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21, it'll tell you something. And you have to watch this stuff, especially in leadership positions. Let's see what's going on in 30 chapter, verse 20 and 21 of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse number 20, verse 21 reads, book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse number 20. And though Yahuwah give you the bread of adversity, and the water of affliction, it shall not your teacher be removed into corners anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left.
Mm-hmm. The voice will tell you that. And the voice telling you now. In the book of Acts 13, and the boy's telling you now. See, Yahuwah know what he wants to be heard, because like I said again, that was a Barry and that memo, I forgot the name of the island. I ain't going to try to pronounce it without getting more call on trying to pronounce it. It's called C-A-Y-M-A-N Island in Jamaica, which is an hour up from us. Her name is A-L-I-C-I-A. R-E-I-D. She said, why do you say, well, I keep hearing Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What does that mean? Well, when you use that, we can explain it better through a lesson form. And who this? Also said the same thing. This is assistant. He's associate principal. His name is David L.A. Boy of B.R.N.A.L. High School in Jamaica. Look him up, brother Yahdai. Let me see. Do he correspond? He say he's assistant. He's the associate principal. His name is David L-A-B-O-Y. He say that I'm the assistant principal, and you got me thinking now, is we teaching the high schoolers right? Because you say Luke 12:12, and we want to understand that 12:12. And I brought this to my overseer, the principal, J-O-S-E-M-E-N-D-E-L. Now, they say they is the one that is the big dignitary at this high school called Dr. Joe Bernal High School in Jamaica. Now, they say that's their position. But I want to make sure that's their position, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can you tell me, is that their position? Because the question is, we run in a high school, and we want to know why you said Luke 12:12. Because we can't see that in none of our curriculum. Let's talk about it, Brother. Let's talk about some the principal over there, in Dr. Joe, Bernal High School in Jamaica. The principal name is Josemendez. And he says he read up on him as the principal, David Laboy. Can you verify any of that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Take your time and verify some of that. Come on.
I need for you to run it by me one more time now.
All right. In Jamaica, do they have a high school called Joe Bernal High School in Jamaica? The principal, Josemendez, and his associate or whatever, the vice principal, David Laboy. Let me know they in there, because the same question that Alicia Reed says over here in Cayman Island in Jamaica says, why do y'all use Luke 12:12? I mean, it's very interesting. We just want to know, because we can't read that nowhere. Come on.
One second there. All right, let's see what we got here.
Okay. What you working with there, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, and this is what we're talking about. The 609 accounts. You're going to have to get prepared to be about this man's business, because he's not going to intervene. If we not one accord, one mind on some dust says Yahweh, because the world is listening to this broadcast of Voices of a Jewish Life. But Yahweh is not going to intervene until we in order. But by saying the word order, what do that really mean, in order? What do that really mean? That we can read. Because the question on the table, I wonder who could have passed this to if I just, I'm a principal of this high school, and we ran across the broadcast, and we just want to know why you say Luke 12:12. I am over here in Cayman Island, whatever name is, A-L-I-C, and I work for the government. Read, I won't know why you say Luke 12:12. I'm a associate principal, David Laboy. I don't know why you said Luke 12:12. What is the answer? What you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I came right down to high school in Jamaica named Joe Bernal.
Bernal High School in Jamaica.
No, I can't. I don't see that.
Okay, so you don't see these two names. If you don't see these names right here, that means we hold them off to the side. We hold them off to the side until we can verify their conversation. So you can't verify, we put that to the side. But that's really for this sign that I've been passed on. So we put that to the side there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And we put this island called Cayman Island. I tell you what, Tell me, is it an island over there called Cayman Island in Jamaica? How about that? Is anything called Cayman Island?
Yeah, I can tell you that right offhand. It's called the Cayman Islands.
So that exists?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that exists. But we can't clear this, and that'll take me another way. See? So when you can't clear something, that means you have to. It's like walking to a place of business, and you say you one thing, but you got to go past clear to get in, right? You know that you just can't walk in and say, "Well, I'm coming to see such as person." Say, wait. You got to get past clearance first. Do you know all this come from the Bible? So let's get with that, because until we got clearance on what we're talking about, then we got to let that alone. Now let's see, can we pull some scriptures up to verify that? Let's verify that through some scriptures that Brother Yacht Dying Israel. Let's run to Chronicles 15:13. Let's throw it back. Let's see if we run some scriptures down on that. Let's run the First Chronicles 15:13.
Book of First Chronicles, chapter 15, verse number 13 reads, "Because you did it not at first, our Yahweh made a breach upon us, for that we saw them not after the due order."
So Yahweh is a due order. So his name is about due order. That's simple as that. Let's precept that to 50:21 of Psalms. So Yahweh, how he operates through due order. That means one thing, if any, you go into a place of business, you know you can get, if the place that got a section off of you to go, before you come behind the counter or go into one of them, hey, where you going? That restricted from you. Who are you to go past that? Because, I mean, they got a due order. Where do you think it came from? Let's see what he says, Psalm 50, verse 21.
The book of Psalm 50, verse number 21 reads, Psalm 50, verse 21. "These things have thou done, and I kept silent. So that I was altogether such a one as yourself. I will reprove you, set them in order before your eyes."
So you see what Yahweh is saying? You got to be set in order before Yahweh's eyes. So that's, but okay. So Yahweh is an order Yahweh. And where is that coming from? Let's run to Numbers chapter 2, verse 2 and 9. So Yahweh is about order. So what we got, understand something, 6 anointed count. Somebody as a body must get in order. If you want Yahweh to intervene, you're hearing at what it takes to do. That means this should not be a no amusement to you. This will be getting yourself a path for what to come. Not amusement. Not just taking a bunch of notes, like I remember one of the elders said, Taylor. He said, "Bro, you take so much doggone notes, but when are you ready to throw down stuff? You take a lot of notes, but that's the first, I mean, it's more to it than that." So what we're trying to tell you, Yahweh is not going to intervene until the order of the Bible is exhibited. And what is that? We're going to Numbers chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 9. Look what Yahweh said.
The book of Numbers, chapter 2, verse number 9 reads. Book of Numbers, chapter 2, verse number 9. Numbers 2, verse number 2. "Every man of the family of Israel shall pitch by his own stand, with the stand of their father's family, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation, shall they pitch." Verse number 9. "All that were numbered in the camp of Yahdah Judah were 100,000 and 40,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set
forth. So we got a name on always supposed to be in the first slot of whatever it is. We got a name. Now I'm going to get a precept on that and see who said it, that whatever goes on in the world today is a name supposed to always set out first. They don't look around to their left or to their right. They steps out first by who order that they do so in the book of Judges 2:1-2. Who gives this order that if it is a people that their only position is to whatever it is about, they must step out first? And who gave that permission to do so? We're going to the book of Judges 2:1-2.
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 reads, Judges 2, verse 1. The minister spirit of Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you into the land, which I swear unto your father. And I said, I would never break my covenant with you. Verse number 2. You shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altar, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
Again, he's talking to a people that's supposed to obey his voice. Why have you not done this? So who first is supposed to obey his voice that we can read by going to the first chapter, verse 1 and 2? So who that we can read supposed to always obey his voice that we can read? 1:1 and verse 2.
The book of Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and verse number 2 reads. Book of Judges 1, verse 1. After the death of Oshea, through the word of Joshua, it came to pass that the family of Israel, except for saying, you shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them. Verse number 2. Yahweh Yahweh Judah shall grow up. You will have delivered the land into his hand.
You see that? So Judah must always be in the front for Yahweh to intervene. But Judah got to be in order, and everybody that's in the number has to understand that Judah leads whatever it is. They're not a follower. They lead upon the instructions of Yahuwah. So the reason I'm here, because you in the trouble, I thought you could find your $10. But to get out of what you in now, Judah got to lead. Now that's big talk. Where that come from? Let's go to Genesis 49, verse 1, 8 through 10. 10 is the verse I'm listening. And when we read 10, listen to 10 very careful. In the 49th chapter, verse 1 and 8 down to verse 10 says what?
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse number 1, verse number 8 through 10 reads. The book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse number 1. And Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last day. Verse number 8.
Wait a minute, hold that point. What's that supposed to mean, brother? Gather yourself together. What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean in 58 verse 1 of Isaiah? What's that supposed to mean? Gather yourself what kind of way? Together. What that supposed to mean with your reading 58 verse 1?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58 verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their sin. The family of Israel, their sins.
Mm-hmm. And let's back up to Zephaniah. Let's get up. So we see now the one you're talking about, the lead tribe, got to cry aloud, show the people their sin. If you don't show them their sin, what kind of condition will they be in if you don't show them that, although they think they're ready? Let's go to Exodus. Let's see, if you don't show them their sin, what have you did in leadership? When you spot things and you don't show them their sin, in leadership, what have you did that we can read? We go on 32nd chapter, and we look down at verse 21. Now, in leadership, if you don't show them their sin, let's see what you have did. Verse 21,
32:21. Book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse number 21 reads, "And Moses said unto Aaron, What did this people unto you? You have brought so great a sin upon them."
What great a sin? What do they do? If you don't tell in leadership about the great sin, then you're going to make the people sin. What are you talking about in verse 25?
Exodus chapter 32, verse 25 reads, "When Moses saw that the people were naked, but Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies."
You see that? So when you in leadership, that's why you have to not come to the broadcast by being amused, but understand a position in leadership. If you see someone in your presence sinning and you don't say nothing, you are made them naked, although they got five minks on and five pair of pants. You are made them naked because everybody in the ministry, especially in leadership, understand that Sirach 4 verse 7 is on the tape. What does it say in Sirach 4 verse 7?
The book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse number 7 reads, the book of Sirach, chapter 4, verse number 7. "And bow thy head to a great man."
So those that attend the Six Anointed Camp must get the love of the congregation. They got to get the love of the congregation. It ain't about where I'm here, but I'm over in the corner somewhere. You have to show them that you are sinning, because you got to get the love of the congregation. The congregation looking at you, not looking at you right, but if the congregation don't tell you that, then you're not following the rules and regulations. That way, that's why he asked Aaron, "What did these people do to make you, to make them commit a great sin?" Now, Aaron, you got them naked, because you got to recognize one thing: if you don't get in order, Yahweh is not going to intervene. If you catch individuals coming to the class that's out of order and you don't check them, but you got to first hear the lesson first to know how to check them. That's why when you come on this network, it's not for you to be amused about what we do. Or the question on the table, come out of Jamaica, why do you say Luke 12, 12? I can't read that, no correcting the way I. Why do you always say that, Luke 12, 12? So we, but folks out of the past that owns them, then what kind of answer will be given? If you don't use 12, 12, then I'm going to make the Six Anointed Camps naked. Because that way Yahweh say how you operate. So you got to be spiritually clothed up in the will of Yahweh. Because we don't read what Luke 12:12 do if you ain't right. to activate them evil mental spirits and say, well, we know Paul and we know him, but who are you? You just use that because you hear it. Now, when you got the righteous spirit on you, this is what you will do in 1 Kings 12, verse 6. That's why it's very important to understand what this Bible is saying. 1 Kings 12, 6.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse number 6 reads, book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse number 6. The king Rehoboam consulted with the old man that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer this people?
You hear that, see, right? So, you have to understand rules and regulations. A council. How are we supposed to deal with this right here on the table? How do we deal with this? It's not that you got all of it in your head, you're supposed to be able to act. How do we deal with this right here? And how you deal with everything is according to what's written. But you can't use your emotion to answer the question. You got to use, what did he say again? What happened? It is a what sit up and what happened in 12 verse 6?
Look at 1 Kings 12, verse number 6. He said unto them, verse number 6, and King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father, while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer this people?
That's the same question I got on tape. What's the answer? What's the answer? Because if someone go on the table and drop on you Exodus 20 verse 26, what does it say, Exodus 20 verse? What do you do if they put on Exodus 20 verse 26 on you? What will you do? 20 verse 26.
Book of Exodus 20, verse number 26 reads, and he shall thou go up by step unto mine altar, thy nakedness be not discovered thereof.
Do that mean that you don't attend a ministry that has steps to it? And if anybody help me, that makes me naked. And if a woman help me, and the wind blow, and her underclothes is shown, do that make them naked? Oh, this is a big verse. Oh, seer, this is a big old verse. I didn't know it was in there. I said, how would you get out of that? Yes, yes, yes. You can't even attend a ministry unless there's no steps there. And if anybody helps somebody in, I'm showing my nakedness. And if a woman helped me and the wind blowing and her underclothes is shown, then she naked. Oh, how big this verse is. So that's why I can't keep the feast days. Because I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be helped. Or I'm showing my nakedness. Or if a woman helped me, her clothes get caught up in the wind, she's showing her nakedness. I said, that's what you get out of that? That's the same thing I'm getting out of this right here. Out there in Jamaica. Why do you always say Luke 12:12? We try to break that down. But the same token, that's on the table too. What does Job mean when he says in 1:20 and 21? What do Job really answered his own question. What did Issachar's boy say in 1:20 and 21?
The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
Yeah, what did it say?
The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 20, and verse 21 reads, Job, chapter 1, verse number 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Verse 21, to see it. Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. Yahweh gave, Yahweh have taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh.
Now, bring the hammer in the next verse. Now, bring the hammer.
Verse 22. And all this Job saying not, the charge Yahweh foolishly.
What is negative? What is negative? Since it's on accounts, what's negative? Is it helping somebody down that's incapacitated and shows his negative? Or if your garment flout in air and wind show your negative, that's what negative is? What did Job say negative is? He just told you. That's what he's talking about. Now we can read verse 5:22. That he just told you. So now he told you what nakedness is. The Bible got a double meaning to it. But just as like this question on TV radio, why do you use Luke 12:12? What else would you give? What else would you give? You'll go off into all kind of... No. You don't go off into all anything. You go read in the Bible and take care of business. Then Yahweh will intervene. But if you go off into what I got to, that's like the commercial they had a long time ago, was rain, sleet, or snow, leads us driving to us. You know, the Greyhound thing. He said, I got this. We got to get in position where we said, we got this. Whatever on table, we got this. Well, we got this according to the spirit of Yahweh. Not talk no way out of anything. The question is, why do you use Luke 12:12? The brother threw a question on the table is, the reason why I can't keep the feast day is because I'm showing my neck is by stepping up some steps. Oh, this is a big verse. So that's why I can't keep it. And plus, Yahweh the Son ain't keep it any way me. See? See? What are you going to do about that? All this in but a fire drill? You know, the seal don't even be on stuff like this. But this is where the 1 Kings 12:6 going to come in. The council understand what the scripture is saying. And they gave him an answer according to the scripture saying. And that's the same thing we got to get in position to get an answer according to what the book's saying, not our personal feelings. And you got to recognize when someone is not there for the right reason from the page of the book. Anyone separates themselves in alone in the midst of a congregation, they will be told. You got to get the love of the congregation according to 4:7. How you get the love of the corner sitting over in the corner with your eyes in the corner somewhere? You have to be told that. Because really, they naked for doing that. And you made them naked without telling them what the Bible's saying, what you don't do. You understand what we're saying? Because Yahweh said you got it. For him to intervene, you got to be in order. And the only way you can be in order, you got to understand what Scripture's saying. You got to be able to hear the Buck the Gun contest and go read in the Bible and take care of his business. That's why you use Luke 12:12, because you're inviting them in to help you out in that very same house. You're inviting them in. See? So see, if you know if you invite him in now, he gonna come in two ways. He'll send the mental spirit to you, and he says, Paul, I know. He gonna say, who is you? You don't pick this thing up but on time of class or on a Sabbath day. He said, how am I supposed to tell you anything? And you pick this thing up when you get ready. You don't pick it up according to your position. You pick it up at class time. You can't find your book to class time. So that's why you have no book. You're not prepared. I'm telling you, it's a big job. And Millie told more than 23rd chapter, verse 40. He said, in the book of Jasper, he said, my right hand man, do you see this? No, I don't see nothing. He said, my firstborn son, Ishmael, the Absalom Alenka man, do you see this? He said, no, I don't see nothing but mountains. He said, shoot. He said, my son, what do you see? He said, I see a cloud. I see a big black pair of feet is out of the cloud. And then he and Eugene there, they ready to go. He said, they ready to go. But see, Job just answered the question, what the nakedness is. He just answered the question, what nakedness is. It got nothing to do with no wind blowing your clothes up or down. When you make somebody naked, that means you sinning against him. That means, and he tell you in Matthew 5:22-23, what he say? What he say, Brother Yahdai Israel? And this is what he tell you, because you got to watch it. And this is what Yahweh says about you in the in crowd. Matthew 5:22-23, what he say?
Book of Matthew chapter 5, number 22. Verse 23 reads, Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 22. But I say unto you, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. Whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, thou remember that thy brother have aught against you.
What? Do what? Give me one more verse. What'd you do? Now, I'm going to attend a class. And I'm going to make my plague. But what do Yahweh say behind that, brother?
Verse 24. Leave there thy gift before the altar. Go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
He said, be reconciled to your brother, your sister. He said, first you straighten that out before you make a play. You get that straight. And then know at least you're supposed to recognize that and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You sit there alone. You do your own thing. You naked. But I'm going to tell you to make sure I keep closing on me. You naked. Because you sinning against the Almighty, although you keeping the Sabbath day. But you sinning against Yahweh. Because you have to be a 4:7. Get the love of the congregation. And you got the right spirit on you. You know, we love to read Luke chapter 21, verse 15. We love to read that. Luke 21, 15. But we're going to do something a little bit differently. Luke 21, 15, what does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Luke chapter
21,
verse 15 reads, Luke 21, verse 15. For I give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gainsay nor resist.
Mm-hmm. But did you know that verse was pulled? You know that verse was pulled? Now, for that to be said like that, he'll give you a mouth that your adversary won't be able to exist when you find what he had. The verse was pulled. Let's back up to 37th chapter of Isaiah and pick up verse 31 and 32. Listen, if you want Yahweh to intervene, when certain things come up, you have to be first in line to say, I'll take care of that. I'm ready. I'm first to take care of that because I'm prepared. We got to get prepared. You want Yahweh to intervene? Then get prepared through his word. Let's see when you read 21:15, let's see his precept there back to Isaiah 37, 31, 32.
Because Isaiah 37, verse 31, verse 32. The book of Isaiah, chapter 37, verse number 31. The remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahdah Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 32. Pride of Yahdah Judah, through the word of Jerusalem, shall go forth a remnant. And they that escape out of the city of David, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts, shall do this.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel 29:21. So he said, the ones that escape, and guess what you got to escape from, Steve Ray? Pull a rabbit out of head, what you got to escape from. You got to escape from something that you can read. Let's go to Peter and find what you got to escape from. See, first of all, you got to escape from something. He said escape, right? You got to escape from something, Steve Ray. That you can read. And what you got to escape from that you can read? He said you got to escape from what? That you can read. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 20. Men, word card, you got to escape. You got to escape from what? That you can read. 2:20.
The book of 2 Peter chapter 2. Number 20 reads, look at 2 Peter 2, verse 20. For after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of Yahweh the Father and Savior, Yahweh the Son, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
21.
Verse 21. But it had been better for them not to have known the way of the Torah instruction, righteousness, and after they have known it, to turn from the righteous Torah instruction, command delivered unto them.
And what he says in 12:48 or Luke, he says, he made a final statement, he says something about Yahdiah. He says something. What did he say that we can read?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 48 reads, Luke 12, verse 48. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. But unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
And you ask for some more. Much is given, much is required. We come 6 nights a week all over the known world. Much is given, but as much is required. Much is required. This is called a fire drill. We're getting you ready. Is it going to take heed for it? Ezekiel 29:21. Did we read that already? I don't remember hearing it. Ezekiel 29:21.
Book of Ezekiel 29, verse 21 reads, Ezekiel 29, verse number 21. Book of Ezekiel 29, verse 21. In that day will I call the horn of the family of Israel to bud forth. I will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them. They shall know that I am Yahweh.
Hey, that's something. Did you hear what the man is saying? Read that again, brother Yahweh. Did you hear what the man just said? Huh? What did the man say? Who all caught that? Read it again. 29:21 of Ezekiel. Did you hear what the man just said?
The book of Ezekiel. Chapter 29. Verse 21 reads, in that day will I call the horn of the family of Israel to bud forth. And I will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them. They shall know that I am God.
And he'll give you Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And when you got Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Now read 21:15. See, when you got Luke chapter 12, verse 12, you'll sit back with all the power of Yahweh's word and guess what you're working with in 21:15. You ain't fumbling all around. Now you got you some Luke 21:15. And that day is now. So if you put Luke 12:12 on the table, you invite Yahweh to examine you to get you prepared. Because sooner or later, the fire drill is going to be a real fire. And that fire he's talking about is, help me out there, brother. Y'all got his right. That fire he's talking about is what? What's that fire he's talking about? Now, see, there you go. Now, you're talking about some forest fire, right? See? There go your mind. What that fire he's talking about, see, right? See, remember one thing. The Bible have a double meaning. Now, that fire that you read, you got to precept your Bible about the fifth chapter of Jeremiah and find out what that fire is, see, right? And we'd be waiting on you, and we watching you on the page of the book. Is you going to put some fire on them, see, right? Is you going to put some 514 on them? Huh? What do you talk? You thought it's about the forest fire that be burned out there in Arizona and all that kind of stuff? You know, where tomorrow? What's that fire doing out there in the air? Is it still burning? No, I don't know what they're doing out there, but I know what this 514 of Jeremiah, what 514 of Jeremiah talking about?
Because Jeremiah 5, verse number 14 reads, Jeremiah 5, verse 14, before the save Yahweh of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire. This people would, and it shall devour them.
Nah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The reason why we use Luke 12:12, because we know that's fire. The word of Yahweh is fire. You see, people all over the world, memos everywhere, they got to re-examine their curriculum. They got to re-examine everything because the fire is coming from the sixth anointed council. But tell me when you're ready to when you hear some on the table, you go read in the book and put some fire on them. If they ask you for a precept, don't be all fumbling around, because if you bite Yahweh's 12:12, you telling Yahweh again 26:1-2. You know what you're telling Yahweh to do? You know what you're telling him to do? Psalm 26:1-2. Do you know what you're telling him to do? When you said Luke 12:12, what are you telling him to do? Psalm 26:1-2. What you tell them to do there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Psalm 26:1-2. Let's talk about it.
The book of Psalms 26, verse number 1 and verse 2 reads, Psalms 26, verse 1. Judge me, O Yahweh, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in Yahweh, therefore I shall not slide. Verse 2. Examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. Try my range and my mind.
Psalm 139:23-24. So now, those that hear me all in the whole world, you go and jump out there and say Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You inviting Yahweh in to examine you. You telling Yahweh to examine you. He didn't want you to jump out there and holler Luke 12:12 because you heard it read. But you telling Yahweh to examine me, see if I'm right to do this. And he's going to examine you too. We read that in the 19th chapter. He's going to say, well, you saying, Luke, knowing you got a hate for your brother and your sister, you come to class and sit in the corner with your eyes all in the corner somewhere. You ain't part of. You naked. And I'm making myself naked without telling you that. You got to get the love of the congregation. You got to get the love of leadership. And you got to have respect for leadership. Huh? You can't be doing your own thing. The first thing you got to do clear with leadership that you are all right. Huh? That's your first thing you do. You don't skip over leadership. You ever go in a place and you just gonna skip over the people that at the counter and everything? I'm going over with. No, no, you don't work like that. You stop right here. You got to get it right with me first before you get anywhere. Do you understand that? That's leadership. Where are you going? You got to first get it right with me first. You got to sit down and get and convince me you all right. Then we'll get back with him and tell him that you all right. So you can't skip past me. Because I'm telling you right now, I understand what order says. You can't skip past the anointed leadership because you call me and ask me. No, no, I don't have nothing to say to you. Because you got to first clear through leadership. You got to get past leadership first. You got to sit down with anointed leadership, and you got to convince them that you're all right. They'll bring it to me. So you can't jump past them and say you all right. Because we just read over there in 1 Kings 12:6 that he understood leadership. Although he was sitting there as king of 12 tribes of Israel, he said, the elders, what should I do? What advice do you got for me that I have to tell these people? And they told him what time it is. That same thing we trying to tell you. If you got to first quit, got to make a clearance through leadership. You can't jump past leadership and say Jack to the seer. He don't hear you. And you're wasting your time trying to leave messages, leave phone calls. I'm not responding to anything because you got to first clear through leadership. It ain't about the flesh. It's about the spirit of Yahweh's word. Judgment always starts from the top. So the first thing you got to do is reconcile with your brothers and sisters. That's called anointed leadership. You got to see them to see if you all right. And they'll tell me if you all right. If they say you all right, then you all right. You see what he said in 12:6? He said, what advice do you got that I should tell them? And that's the same thing I look at. Okay, what advice you got for that? Sound good to me. What day of the feast is it? Sound good to me. What days are coming up? Sound good to me. Oh, I picked up. Okay, it's okay. Good. You did it. Okay, fine. You think I'm going to run around and check everything and all? No, 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 no. Ain't going on that. When you're in leadership, Yahweh got you. So we got to understand one thing, that I live by this 12:6 of 1 Kings. What advice do you got concern that such person? Is they right with you? Is they right with the council board? No. Well, then if they don't get it right with you, they sure can't get it right with me. This is about Yahweh's business. You got to first clear council board. That's the order of things. That's what I mean by set them in order. We got to get in order. They got to know the rules and regulations. We got to apply the rules and regulations. Can't just bypass the council board, go anointed the leadership and say you, well, no, yeah, go back and see what they got to say. What they say? And they got to be prepared to give you answers. No, you ain't got the love of the congregation. You a hell raiser, backbiter, murmur, complainer. You got everything going for you, contrary to this. We don't need that spirit around us. You got to convince me that you're right, us counselors. And we don't see none of that in you. So you get that right first. So we got the lesson to prove it. You got to get past us first. So if you ain't dropping no calls to us, then you wasting your time trying to get to the steer. He ain't even said Jack to you. But you got to clear what the Bible says. Contact anointed leadership. get the love of the congregation according to Sirach 4 verse 7. When they say you all right, guess what those seers gonna say? Yeah, y'all, you all right. Hallelujah, well, and keep it moving. You got it? Good. What you read, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Psalms 139.
Yeah, what do it say in verse 2 and 3 and 24?
Book of Psalms 139, verse 24 reads. Book of Psalms 139, verse number 23. Psalms 139, verse 23. Search me, O Yahweh, and know my mind. Try me and know my thoughts. Verse 24. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
That's what the committee board, the council board of Yahweh have to be. You have to be prepared to take care of business and don't act like you don't see nothing. And understand one thing. And they hold everybody accountable according to the Bible. Because this person right here is not right according to the council board. They got to get it right by us. Is that right? Yeah, that's right according to the Bible. Then let it be said and let it be done. So understand that. All these calls, all over the country, you got to first get with the six anointed camps. And you got to get it right with them. Wherever you offend at, you get it right with them first. They'll say you all right. So wherever you offend at, you got to see them. And you got to, and they got to clear you. You can't go into the bank and go into the bank and say, well, I got some money back there. I'm going back. Whoa. You can't go behind that because you got money back. You got to wait here and get some clearance. So you think Yahweh's word, you just can bypass and you can get, no, it don't work like that. They got it from the book. Once we in order, Yahweh will intervene. But how we be in order? It's understand what this Bible is saying. Make your calling, your election sure according to the Bible. Do you know what he said if you make your election sure? Do you know what the Bible said what happened if you make a decision according to this Bible? Let's go read what it say. Let me show what the Bible say in the book of Peter. Let me show what the Bible say if you make a calling according to what you can read. In 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to see what the Bible says. If you make a calling, not on personality, is what the Bible says. If you do that, let's see what we can get, what the Bible says will happen. And one thing we can depend on is his word is going to stand. But we're going to find out exactly if you follow the rules of Yahweh, what's written. And First Peter, what I want to have, Brother Yahweh Israel. Make a second Peter chapter 1:8. Let's see what I want. 1:8, 1:9. I want to see. First Peter chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Let's see. Matter of fact, you might read 8. Matter of fact, you might read 9 and 10 and then read verse 8. And he'll tell you what's behind all that in verse 8. After read 9 and 10 and skip back to verse 8. You know, the Bible tells you everything you want to know. And I'm telling you something. Those that's in leadership position, you got to make a call in accordance to this Bible. Don't take what for granted that you're hearing. Make sure you take notes. Make sure you save them within. And make sure you examine this thing back and forth so you be prepared to get something next. It's a big job ahead of you. But it all starts about you understanding the word. And what you see according to that Bible, if it did not line up with that Bible, don't expect that you go no other way. If it ain't line with the Bible, it ain't going to work. They naked. And you make yourself naked. That's what he said to what's his brother's name? Aaron. He said, what do people do to make you make that? You got them naked. See, you got the people naked, those in leadership, and you don't say nothing. You got them naked. Water around their eyes in the corner, sitting in the corner somewhere. ain't got the love of the congregation, ain't part of the congregation, but there. And you ain't saying nothing. You make them naked. You got to tell them, you got to get the love of the congregation. You got to get some Sirach over itself. I want mine from Yahweh. I'm not coming here in these six camps just to be coming. I want Yahweh to be working with me. So if I got to tell you out of order, according to scripture, you got to get to love me, and I don't like you. And I don't like you, so you ain't got the love of me. I don't like you, because your spirit ain't right. See? Then Yahweh can say that. See that? That's what I love. Now you're brought to the table. Did I be brought to 2026 of Exodus to the table and showed brother you out of order everywhere? And we were told you that got you in out of order. And your mouth got to be silent from that point on. Your mouth is quiet from that. You got five steps to make. Then you got to clear through the council board. That's what you got to do by stepping out there. So you got the five steps to do. And then you got to get clear from the council board to say you all, you all right or she all right. Until you do that, I don't hear you and I don't see you. Why? Because the Bible said, don't hear you and I don't see you. 2 Peter chapter 1, 9 and 10 says what? Now, look what Yahweh said behind that. Then back to verse 8. Second Peter chapter 1, 9, 10, back to verse 8 in the closing statement.
Book of 2 Peter chapter
1.
Mm-hmm. Number
9. 9, 10, and back to verse 8.
Book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Verse 8 reads, 2 Peter 1, verse 9. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Verse 10. But for the rather, brothers, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. But if you do these things, you shall never fall. Verse number 8. But these things be in you and about, and make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful, the knowledge of our Yahweh the Son.
None of that. You will not be unfruitful. But what? Unfruitful in what? Knowledge, see, right? It's like being naked. Naked, what kind of way? Spiritually, you naked. You got an eye in your head. He ain't talking about your garment flying up or somebody helping you up and down some steps. This Bible is a spiritual book. And you got to be able to bring it to them. This Bible is not a novel. Brother, sister, you out of order spiritually. You naked spiritually. And I'm going to let you know it. You got to get the love of the congregation. Oh, you welcome to come. Sit in the corner until you get your head right. Before I boss you anything, over with. The council probably said that. I ain't supposed to say that. They able to know that. You ain't getting the love of the congregation like that. Been a backbiter, murmur, complainer. Huh? He said you in danger of the hellfire. They got to be told. If you're a backbiter, murmur, complainer, you out of order, you in danger of the hellfire. They got to know that. Then I say, hallelujah, I'll walk behind that too. Brother Yahweh Israel. We'll leave it right there. What are your closing statements, man? You on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, choir. Hallelujah, choir. Hallelujah, choir. The other way is rolling out. See Israel. See Rogers. Great worthy to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, choir.
Hallelujah, choir. Well, you heard a lot. I know you heard a lot out there around Jamaica and all over in South Africa and all over the coast of Africa, everywhere you heard. Understand one thing. We are coming. But first thing we're going to do is get in order first. We in order. Huh? The ones that come to you are going to be prepared. Because they will tell you, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And they know one thing. You're inviting Yahweh in to come in your lesson. And Yahweh gonna say, okay, I'm gonna give you a Luke 12:12. but you better be on Luke 12:12. Let's bring our elder back in and let him give you his closing thoughts. Let him give you his closing thoughts. That's what you got to do. We're going to bring him back in, and we're going to get his closing thoughts. How that sound? That's what we're going to do. We're going to... Now, what do I have? Can you see? I can't see nothing. What do I have? What happened? I don't know. Hey, Bo Yachty Israel, turn the elder's mic on. Right now, I'm struggling big time or something. I don't know. That don't happen over here. Bo Yachty Israel. Bring the elder back in.
Okay. Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. It appears my mic has been unmuted, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we continue to thank all of you for listening. And as I said, we really must be touching a lot of people out there because we had not a large increase, but a huge increase in the members that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing because I know thus far we had quite a bit of learning, and we have a lot more to go. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending a live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. It comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, once again, about Yahweh's word and connecting the books as you've seen us do during the beginning of our program and up to now. Your health and foods that you should eat. Keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek. You have to look no further. You have found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses which the listening members can use. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSRAEL, at gmail.com. This will be also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We're also using a few numbers you can righteously call with the Aquine Mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on. That can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, we also have for the listening members what we call our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just call that same number, 224-600-5579, to place your order for any particular 12 programs. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadah. At that point, just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. As most already know, always during the normal BroadTalk broadcast, we're simultaneously transmitting our same program on PalTalk. Listed under ethnic group, African American, just look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder either block or restrict the misuse. And you'll find a broad talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. We're going to continue learning and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, well, it's all about it's the question I can say again. You never know what's going to be on the broadcast, but the question was, why we use Luke 12:12? Well, one thing about it, we've been ordained to do that, but those that going to catch on to this going to do the same thing. And what you're doing, you're inviting Yahuwah in to make sure he oversee your lesson. And he ain't going to if you wicked, he ain't going to oversee it. He'll leave you out there hanging on. So if you're wicked, he's going to say, the six anointed camps I know are voices of true Israelites, but who is you? Now we're ready to 19th chapter of Acts. But the most best part is broadcast when the mothers come in and get in the microphone and just tell you exactly what's on their mind that they got from Yahuwah. And one thing about it, the mothers part of the council board too. So you got to clear with the council board. When you ain't right, you gotta get the love of the congregation, especially the ones that's anointed. You gotta get the love of them. Now, once you get the love of the congregation, then they'll get to those sins that you know that person all right. Okay, that's the end of that then. But they don't say you're all right. You ain't all right. And that's what we read in 1 Kings 12:6. He said, "What advice that." What I must say or do with this person. And they gave him advice. And the same thing it is our seer. We look at this book, but we make a decision. We say, what you think about this person right now? Well, that person ain't right. Well, they ain't right with you. They ain't right with me. Well, until they get it right with you, let me know. If they ain't got it right with you, and you hear nobody call you yet and got it right, then they ain't right. And that's the end of it. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, loud voice you say, Mother Z, well, listen, that name, well, listen, anybody listen. So Mother Z, we know you got something to tell this national audience. This is the largest class ever. And they packed jam in from Jamaica. They listen real good at you. And you too, WCC. Mother Z, Calvin Yahuwah Judah, Yahuwah BBC Roy.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, dear Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
You got anything you want to tell this national audience? One thing about it, you got a voice, and voice is up to you, is right. So anything you want to tell a national audience, you're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read some of the national audience. I'm going to read some of Revelation chapter 3, starting at verse 15. And it reads, I know thy works, that they are neither cold nor hot. I would that were cold or hot. Verse 16. So then, because they are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will throw you out of my mouth. Verse 17. Because thus says, I am rich and increase with goods and have need for nothing, and know not
miserable
and poor and blind and naked. Verse 18. I counsel you to buy of my gold tried in the fire, that thus might be rich and white raiment, that thou may be clothed, and that thou shame of thy nakedness be not upon it appeared, and another there thing, wait a minute, and another thing, eyes of salvation, that thou might see. Verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten thee, I can pronounce that, therefore, and repent. Verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Verse 21, to him that overcome will I gather to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome, and I am sit down with my Father in his throne. Verse 22, he that have an ear, let him hear what the scripture, the congregation. And I just want to say, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So, nakedness is not based upon you, somebody helping you up and down some steps, or somebody's garment goes up. Nakedness is when you sin and you got another spirit in your head. That's when you're naked. When you do not have the love of the congregation, then you're naked. That was nakedness. It got nothing to do with nobody dress, hands, nobody helping you up those steps, down those steps. Got nothing to do with that. Nakedness when your mind is not on Yahuwah's business, not only being a hearer, but a doer. So if you just a hearer and not a doer, then you are spiritually naked. That's what it really means. Naked. When you know what the man's telling you to do, just like these speech things. like these Sabbathdays, like these fringes. When you do not keep the fringes, the feast days, the Sabbath days, you're not getting the love of the congregation. You have all the clothes on and all the money in your pocket. But spiritually, in the eyes of Yahweh, you are next. Now you understand what I mean. So when you meet the mother out of Cat 1, Mother Eve, you know she got something to say. She's a great note taker. So let's bring Mother Eve in and see what she got to tell the national audience. Mother Eve, tribe of Yahweh God Judah. Yahweh be there, Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we clear, Mother Eve, about being naked. Is we clear about being, is naked when you're talking to your brother, your sister, and they without, then they automatically, they naked. They naked, everybody sitting over there with clothes on everywhere. You might be talking to your sister or brother, and they're contrary to what's written in this Bible, and they don't want to hear nothing you're saying, and they always got to come back. Then you understand one thing. They are naked with clothes on. Is that what it means by being naked? Mother Eve, tribe of Yahweh God Judah, you're on the clock. Come on.
Okay, Mother Eve. This is talking about to restore Israel. And this is, I'm going to read from Jeremiah chapter 31 to chapter Jeremiah chapter 31, number 30, verse 1, read to verse 22. Let's see. At the same time, will I be the Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 2. Thus said the Yahweh, the people which were left of the flood from the grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Verse 3, the Yahweh has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Verse 4, again, I will be of thee, and thus shall be built, O virgin of Israel. Thus shall again be adorned with thy tabernacle, and shall go forth in the dancing of them that maketh merry. Verse 5, thus shall yet plant vines upon the mountain of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Verse 6, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, unto the Yahweh, our Yahweh. Verse 7, for thus said the Yahweh, sing with gladness for Israel, and shout among the chief of the nation. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahweh, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Verse 8, behold, I will bring them from the north countries and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travail with child together, a great companion shall return thither. Verse 9, they shall come with weeping and with supplication, and I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Verse 10, hear the words of the Yahweh, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. Verse 11, for the Yahweh has redeemed Israel and ransomed him from the hands of him that was stronger than he. Verse 12, therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Yahweh, for wheat and for wine and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their souls shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorry anymore at all. Verse 13, then shall the virgin rejoice and the dancing, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their floating. And I will set the souls of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, said the Yahweh. Verse 15, thus said the Yahweh, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, and Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Verse 16, thus said the Yahweh, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for their works shall be rewarded, said the Yahweh, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. Verse 17, and there is hope in thine end, said the Yahweh, that thy children shall come again to their own border. Verse 18, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, thus has chastened me, and I was chastised as a bullock to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned. For thou art the Yahweh, my Yahweh. Surely after that I was turned. I repented, and after that I was instructed. I smoothed it up on my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confined, because I did bear the report of my youth. Verse 20, and Ephraim, my dear son, is he a beloved child? But since I speak against him, I do honestly remember him still. Therefore, my bowels are turned for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, said the Yahweh. Verse 21, set thee up, waymarker, make thee high heaps, set thine mind toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to thee, thou city. How long wilt thou go about, O the backsliding daughter? For the Yahweh have created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall come past a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, one thing about it, we know that don't happen because the bottom line, we out of order. And men's got to recognize that your instructor said that ain't supposed to be. Men's supposed to lead. But it's a big thing done in the world now. The woman leads. And that's a new thing. See, remember, Yahweh said nothing new upon the sun, but that's a new thing. So one thing about it, if we get back to order, Yahweh, and put the Yahweh man up in this position, we get our position, Yahweh going to intervene. All right, let's see if we can get Mother D up Israel in there. We know she got something to say. The national audience, everybody listen, packed jam everywhere. So when you meet the mothers out of camp one, I know it's mothers in 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. But we're dealing with camp one right now. Camp one, Mother D up Israel. Travel Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you that see right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of the Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Mother D of Israel. Like I said, again, we clear now. When you made naked, that means that you are, you bankruptcy in not knowing the will of Yahweh. Ain't got nothing to do with your clothing. So we clear about that. We able to deal with that. So what else do we need to deal with for this national order to hear from you? You on the clock tomorrow.
I want to talk a little bit on the Comforter, the righteous spirit that Yahweh gives to them that are obedient to his word. I want to read a couple of scriptures on that. The book of St. John, chapter 14, I'm going to start at verse 26, and it reads, the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Okay, I want to read verses 14, verse 16. And it reads that, if you love me, keep my Torah instruction, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Okay, verse 17. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you again. Okay, I want to read what is this? I want to go to Joel chapter 2, verses 28. And it reads, And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. Your young men shall see vision. I want to go to Acts chapter 2, verses 17, and it reads, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says Yahweh, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Okay, I want to go to Proverbs. Let me see. Wait. Let me go to Isaiah first, 4 verse 3. "For I will pour water upon him that is thirst, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring." Now I want to go to Proverbs chapter 1, verses. Let's see. Proverbs 1. "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." I want to go to the book of Jubilees, chapter 32, verses 25. "And Jacob, Israel, said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance." Verse 26. "And he went up from him, and he awaked from his sleep, and he remembered everything which he had read and seen, and he wrote down all the words which he had read and seen." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. That's excellent, Mother. That's excellent again. Remember, it's the sixth day of the feast, and all locations is open. Got a couple more days left on Feast of Dedication. That's a great thing. Hallelujah. So one thing we do know, see, we got to get in order all over the known world. And like Sister said out there in Jamaica, what does that mean by Luke 12:12? It means one thing. You inviting Yahweh in to come into your world. So all we got to do now, we got to get in order. And once we in order, the Almighty going to intervene. So it's bottom line. He come in, if you're all out of order, if you're in order, he coming in, and that's the way it is. But we got to understand order. So we're trying to show you plainly what order is. We're going to read one verse, and we'll get ready to swing over to Pal Talk. We're live on Blog Talk, and we'll swing over to Pal Talk. So we want to read one verse there, Mother E. Let's see if we can get some verse. We got to be clear, because we got to be able to show soundly that ain't nothing happening until we get in order. Yahweh is not going to intervene, and he got one try for him to make sure they bring it to the table. Let's read Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 in the closing statement there, Mother E. What it says in 1 Timothy 5, verse 1 and 2. And Moses of Israel, 17 through 20, you'll close. Let's see what it says. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 17 through 20. That mother, G of Israel. Come on there, Mother E.
Okay. First Timothy.
5, 1, and 2 in the closing statement.
Okay. First Timothy chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brothers, the elder women as mothers, and the younger as sisters of all purity.
Good. That means I don't care how mad you get when it comes down to knowing leadership, do not rebuke them or understand one thing. You don't want naked, and you need to be clothed in righteousness. So you don't stand up with an elder, mother, male, elder, mothers, elder, fathers, and then you got your mouth going. That's when you're out of order. So you're out of order if you do it, and Yahweh is not with you. Total statement, come on.
I'm reading Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1 to 5. Yet now, hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. Thus said the Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Israel, my servant. And thus thou God Judah, the southern kingdom, whom I have chosen. Verse 3, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon the sea, thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as well as by the water course. In verse 5, one shall say, I am the Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Israel, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Hallelujah.
And that's giving Yahweh the opportunity to understand one thing, they're getting in order. When they put at the end of their name Israel, that means one thing, they're getting in order. Modi of Israel, 17 through 20 in a closing statement. You on the clock, come on.
On 1 Timothy chapter 5, 17 to 20,
yes,
verse
ma'am.
17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and the doctrine. Verse 18. For the scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his high reward. Verse 19, against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20, them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
Hallelujah, go on that. Total standing, you on the clock, the world listening. Come on.
Yeah.